Cigarette met an early end when the man was told to extinguish it right there and then on the spot. Well, I don't know if you know this, but you could actually be confined for contempt of court for smoking in court.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
That song there from Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Taylor and Reeves, an album which is out in the early 70s. I think I got that for my 40th birthday, and it's called Deja Vu. The album is Deja Vu. Very fine track, very fine lyrics in that. There's another good song sung by Neil Young of the group called Almost Cut My Hair, and on the other side is a song called Teach Your Children. Many of you will know that. Very fine lyrics in that indeed. Now don't forget, if you'd like to join us here, issue a little comment or respond to anything that might be said, and a few things will be said this morning, or just to say hello to somebody, don't forget, you can do so by calling us on 693436. 693436, we'd like to hear from you. And while we're at that right now, let's say good morning to Pat Lynch, who's listening to us. Brave man. Pat is on Drytonville Road in the Dublin 4 area. Very good morning to you, Pat. And we're anxious to get a few more listeners, so why don't you go around and knock a few doors for us? And meanwhile, Pat, thank you for the call and the reception report. Here's a nice song for you and the rest of you listening. Pat Clark, and a song which is sung at a lot of weddings recently. It's called The Wedding Song, or There Is Love.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your heart. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part. The union of your spirits here has caused him to remain. Or whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is love. Thank you.
clock are just coming up to 12 minutes past 10 o'clock on the Community Broadcasting Co-op. Wonderful little air-raid shelter we've got here as a studio, and I didn't think it could turn out so good. And in actual fact, we've got natural daylight because the door's open. A wonderful morning, by the way, if you have woken up and you are in an air-raid shelter, perhaps, and you haven't seen daylight. Worth going out. On my way here this morning, lots of old men out with doggies and big fat women out jogging, and rather a thoroughly enjoyable sight. No doubt later on in the day, everybody will be out washing cars and we'll hear the first lawnmower of spring. You'd never know. Spare a thought for the little old lady from Cork who is accused of blocking gates at the NATO base at Cossino in Sicily, and she went on trial on Friday. Veronica Kelly, who's only 28, and sacrificing possibly her freedom for the cause of nuclear disarmament, and she's appeared in court with a couple of other ladies from Scotland and Denmark, and there were 12 people altogether. And she went to a great extent to make sure that she could actually go to Sicily for the trial, and she thought that the authorities might not let her in because of her being an undesirable citizen. But there she is, she's there now, and so on and so forth. And still talking of matters of court, a Dublin family planning clinic has been summoned for selling condoms, and the operators of the Well Women's Centre in Leeson Street are due to appear in court tomorrow, and the summons is believed to date back to a complaint received by the Gardaí last year. And subsequently, Gardaí visited the premises and bought a packet of condoms, and therefore they end up in court. Well now, as a fellow would say, do you expect me to believe all that? Carlton is the man on the guitar there with Mike Post banging away on the ivories, and the theme to Hill Street Blues, a very fine television series. Watching it during the week, and I'm becoming increasingly disappointed with the way things are going. There are too many loose ends being left on Hill Street. We don't know how things end up. The various stories that arise within the actual television series are never finished. And during the week we saw a chap who went into he was a policeman, he went into the prison cells in the precinct and shot one of the prisoners because he thought He was one of the, he was the chap who was in on a charge for assaulting his daughter, and he shot the wrong man. And the ironic thing was, the man he shot was a man who had been brought in because he had lots of gelignite in his house and guns and so on and so forth, because he was fearing Armageddon, that everybody was out to get him, and that he had this great big fortress of an apartment full of defences. And lo and behold, when he was brought into prison and left in a prison cell, somebody comes along and shoots him. And as usual, of course, the one thing that stays with the Hill Street Blues is when you see Frank Furillo, the police captain, in bed with his wife. You know, it's very near the end of the series for that night. But I think there are too many loose ends. I don't know if anybody agrees with me or disagrees with me. If you have comments, 693-436 is our number. We'd like to hear from you. During the week, there was a very fine film about the life of Louis Armstrong and his struggle against the Mafia, when he had a little bit of trouble with the mob when he was trying to make a start in his career. And I remember many, many years ago, after Louis Armstrong made his debut, one thing that always sticks in my mind about Louis Armstrong, he started off High Society with a song called High Society, and he ended up with the little saying, end of song, beginning of story. And that's one thing I always associate with old Satchmo. And the one I always associate with Al Jolson is, you ain't heard nothing yet. And I was going to play this song particularly if it was raining this morning, but it's not. But here it is, April Showers from Al Jolson.
Life is not a highway strewn with flowers, still it holds a goodly share of bliss. When the sun gives way to April showers, here's the point you should never miss. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. It's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. Keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along, hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come.
If you're old enough to remember that particular song and you're even singing along with it, you might like to stay with us here, because at 12 o'clock Uncle Tony will be along and he'll be playing his old 78 records, and a very worthwhile program. All songs from around the war years, before the war years, and back to Godspeed and God Knows When, since before records were invented. That's Tony Boylan's 78 show at 12 o'clock. That was the other Al Jolson there, and a lovely old song called April Showers, which we haven't seen much of recently. That was written by Buddy De Silva, one of the great songwriters of the 30s. And if you're watching the time, it's just coming up to 21 minutes past 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And it's the Community Broadcasting Co-op here with Al O'Rourke until 12. And we are going around this year, as usual, on the medium wave and FM, 103.3 FM, and we'll also be on 199 meters somewhere in the course of the morning. Now, if you are involved in your community association or youth club or whatever, and you'd like to have your own radio station for the week or two of your community week, well, don't hesitate to give us a little tinkly poos on 693436. And our gaffer is up outside the air raid shelter at the moment, standing by the phone. We have a few vacancies or a few loose moments that we can squeeze a radio into your area if you're interested. And you could perhaps talk to us about it. It's all free of charge to you, of course. Of the bookings we have so far, we'd like to tell you the dates. We are occupied from the 15th to the 28th of May in Sandymount, and we'll be producing Radio Sandymount for the people of that area for their third annual festival, and we wish them well with that, and I hope it's as successful as the last two. And on the 19th of June to the 1st of July, we will be in Glasnevin North, and I do believe that that's their third annual festival week. So between the 28th of May and the 19th of June, we could squeeze in a little stint of 2 weeks there for anybody who has their community week then. So if you haven't organised a community week, give us a little tinkle and we'll work in liaison with you. And after July then, we have after the 1st of July, we have about 7 days, which is not really free. We will be then starting on the 10th of July to the 22nd with Radio Ringsend for the people in Ringsend. And I believe this could be more than their third community week. And after that then, in late August, we have the Stick Radio, as we call it. Give it some stick make. That's the St. Teresa's Youth Club in Mount Marion. A great bunch of kids down there, by the way. And they had their first radio station last summer, and they'll be having their second one in late August. So from the 22nd of July to late August, whenever that is, we will be somewhat free to work in your area if you're interested. So don't forget, give us a call on 693436 anytime, and we'll take it from there. Now, a big special hello to Damien Cook. Now, Damien apparently is 5 years of age, big lad for 5'2", and he's at Annerley Road in Cabra, Dublin 7, and the Ma would like to say hello and good morning. And he loves listening to the radio, and he wants to hear something relatively recent. And I could safely say that this is probably the most recent record that I have bought, and it's one of my favourites from Sting, who used to be with the Police, Spread a Little Happiness, which was out in the 1920s. The lady who originally recorded this died about 3 weeks ago, but here's Sting's version, and it's very good. I like it. Hope you do too, Damien.
Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Please try. What's the use of worrying and feeling blue when days are long? Keep on smiling through. Spread a little happiness till dreams come true. Surely you'll be wise to make the best of every blues day. Don't you realize you'll find next Monday or next Tuesday your golden shoes day? Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. I've got a creed for every need, so easy that it must succeed. I'll set it down for you to read, so please take heed. Keep out the gloom, let in the sun. That's my advice to everyone. It's only once we pass this way, so day by day. Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Please try. What's the use of worrying and feeling blue when days are long? Keep on smiling through. Spread a little happiness till dreams come true. Surely you'll be wise to make the best of every blues day. Don't you realize you'll find next Monday or next Tuesday your golden shoes day? Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. spread a little happiness as you go by. You find next Monday or next Tuesday your golden Tuesday. Even when the darkest clouds are in the sky, you mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by.
Golly, if you were trying to sing with that, you'd certainly be out of breath there. Sting, or Gordon Sumner, I think he's called, and a song called Spread a Little Happiness. Now, we're not going to give away money too easily, but there's £2 going to the first person who can correctly name the person who originally recorded that, and the clue is it was a lady, and only £2, so if you want to get to it, 693436, but be sure, before you do give us a call, that you know who you're talking about, and she died within the last 6 weeks. Now, if you're going into work during this coming week, lucky for you. If you'd like to impress all the people at work, well, let me just give you a few little hands. There's one way you can impress people by going in and say, do you know what happened 20 years ago today? Well, now, 20 years ago today, you can say, tomorrow, which is Monday the 16th, in 1964, that is, the great train robbers were jailed for up to 30 years for their £2 million mail train hold-up. That was the biggest money crime to date at the time, anyway. And, well, all the stories that can come as a result of that, you see. And incidentally, tomorrow will be Spike Milligan's birthday. He'll be 66. Happy birthday, Spike. And Paul Daniels, the magician, will be 45. That's the chap, I like him. Not a lot, but I do like him. And Dusty Springfield, God bless her little heart, will be 45. Gosh, she's 45.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. So here I go, breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy,
doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy,
seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned and my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Set apart for me, it seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned and my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Yes, he always catches me out there. The late, great Buddy Holly and a song called It's So Easy, one of my favourites, actually. And it's coming up now to 10:31. Now, on this particular programme on Sunday morning, we like people to be very sharp, very intelligent. And we have a pound going for you now, if you can tell. What is the very subtle link between that last song, or even the singer, and the next song, or even the singer, or even the lyrics? You have to be very careful. Just remember that the last song was sung by Buddy Holly. And talking about alert people, Jessie Matthews was the name of the lady who sung Spread a Little Happiness. And one very sharp listener, Mrs. Huey, who lives at the cottage in Plonsky, lovely little neck of the woods, and I'm sure it's a lovely little cottage, Mrs. Huey. And £2 will be ringing its way, flooding in the doorway, and don't go too wild on it, Mrs. Huey. Thank you for the call. Right, only £1 for this one, and it's not an awful lot of money for the very difficult question that's in it. Remember that the last singer was Buddy Holly, and listen to the words of this song, and Buddy Holly fans will certainly get it. £1 going if you know what the connection is.
By the mission, San Miguel stands a great house, wherein dwells Don Carlos, La Doña Maria Elena. I serve at the ranch, I saddle a mare, I ride with a gun behind as she visits her friends here and there. She says, thank you, Manuel, oh Manuel, por favor, oh good evening, Manuel, La Doña Maria Elena. I dream of the mission San Miguel, and it says to me, the mission bell, she's married, she's the wife of the rancher Don Carlos. Can tell, I serve at the ranch, I hold a chair, carry her books, her letters, boxes and trunks here and there. She says, thank you, Manuel, oh Manuel, por favor, oh good evening, Manuel, La Doña Maria Elena. Can't tell, but I read with my heart what she says with her eyes. Manuel, por favor, oh, the carriage, Manuel, oh, Manuel, close the door.
Lovely song there from Roger Whittaker. And, well, we won't say too much about that. I hope you were listening very attentively to the words. And if there are any Buddy Holly fans out there and know all about Buddy Holly and his life and so on and so forth, we'll probably spot the connection. And there's £1 going if you call us on 693436 and tell us the difference. Now, or tell us the connection, should I say. For those of you who are from Ballinamore in County Leitrim or have any connections with there, you might sort of, well, wallow in all the publicity that has been attached to that particular town over the last couple of months, between it being the location of the finding place or the hiding place of Don Tidy after he was kidnapped, and then a gentleman called Tom Quinn, who was in the Garda Síochána. He was up before court for running, as they said, a house of ill repute, I think. And then, of course, yesterday in the Independent, Gussie Martin, as we all know him, Uncle Gussie, and, well, Augustine Martin, Professor of English Literature at Trinity College, had a very fine article about his life and times in his young days in Ballinamore in County Leitrim. A very fine article, very powerful description on the whole thing. If you get a chance, do have a look at it, worthwhile reading. And then yesterday in the paper also, there was a very sad story of a 66-year-old nun who was from Ballinamore in County Leitrim. She collapsed and died after passing her driving test on her first attempt. She was Sister Mary Carmel Gillini, and she died at the wheel of her instructor's Ford Fiesta outside the test centre at Newcastle in Staffordshire. Her instructor, who was Ian Swindle, explained, she had just returned and was told by the examiner that she had passed, and she smiled, gave me the thumbs up sign, and collapsed. Sister Carmel was a native of Ballinamore in County Leitrim and was based at the Convent of Mercy, Newcastle, and had been receiving lessons for just 1 year. The coroner of North Staffordshire confirmed that Sister Carmel died from a heart attack. Very sad story indeed. And, well, she's from Ballinamore in County Leitrim, for those of you who are from that neck of the woods and might like to know the connection. Our number, by the way, is 693436, and we'd like to hear from you, your comments on anything on today's programme. Here are the Stranglers in Golden Brown.
Golden brown, texture like sun, blazing. me down. With my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, I'm her ship tied to the mast. Two distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
Songs I really do like. The Stranglers, rather modern too. It's actually reasonably modern, isn't it? And Golden Brown. Now it's coming up to 20 minutes to 11 o'clock here on the Community Broadcasting Co-op, and we're 103.3 FM in stereo. Al O'Rourke with you till 12 midday. Very interesting little comment in one of the papers during the week, written by Liz Ryan in The Independent. And she says, I don't understand why all the kids are moaning about being unemployed. With a little imagination, there's a whole range of new services they could introduce. Personally, I would pay anyone who could explain to the laundry, in words of one syllable or less, that it's a free country and that it is illegal for them, probably, to insert 87 staples into my silk strapless dress in a drive to prevent my wearing it in public. Very interesting comment indeed. And I was going to throw in a comment about certain places where I know they employ people who already have jobs in, they employ people in part-time positions, and they already have jobs, so I think they could give consideration to perhaps giving new jobs to or those jobs to people who are unemployed, and they would be doing a wonderful service to the state. They will stop the state being drained of unemployment money, and I'm sure some people would like to have those jobs. And looking at if you'll excuse me a minute, I'm just going to go over here and get my hands on a little piece which is in one of the papers this morning. And it's a quote from Rory Quinn, who is a Labour TD for the Dublin 4 neck of the woods, and he spoke yesterday. The paper, actually an English paper, says a massive government incentive programme to whittle down growing dole queues in the Irish Republic was revealed by Labour Minister Rory Quinn yesterday. Under a crash get them working plan, employers will receive a state handout of £60 a week for every job they create for people over 25 who have been unemployed for at least 1 year. And individual firms will be allowed a maximum of three £60 grants a week. Minister Quinn also revealed he plans to boost the existing £25-a-week youth employment grant to £30 a week. The higher rate of £60 will only apply to long-term unemployed people, and he told delegates this at the Labour Party's annual conference in Dublin. Party sources described the multi-million pound programme as a direct frontal attack on the Republic's huge 215,000 unemployed problem. That's 14% of the population. It doesn't sound so bad when you say 14% of the population, but 215,000 people, squeeze them into a Connell Street on a rally, and you'd say to yourself it's a crowd of people, and you'd also say to yourself it's a very strong bicycle. We'll be amazed if the new grant scheme does not make a significant dent in the number of youngsters on the dole. We are hopeful many thousands of jobs will be created. Well, let's keep an eye on that situation, and let's hope something does come out of it. In the Evening Herald of Thursday last, there was a very fine letter from a man called, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but from Jay Burke in Merview in Galway. And I'll read the entire letter for you because it's worth reading it in its entirety. He says, "Some of your regular correspondents are noted for asking more questions than a TD representing farmers in the dole, and with similar expectations of getting a straight answer. I do not wish to join this happy minority, but a number of questions arise from recent events, and your readers may wish to assist in my inquiries. I will avoid wearying them by a prolonged nagging, so I will ask all of the questions in one go. Firstly, why don't we make it compulsory to pay for the privilege of voting in national elections? Every hamlet in the country is busy inventing excuses for elections to honorary positions, and the citizens clamor for the opportunity to pay for the right to vote. The election of members of the European Parliament would be a suitable occasion to try out the procedure on a national scale. An exemption could be allowed in the case of poor farmers. Secondly, where are the third countries that we hear so much about on RTE, and where exactly would one find the ordinary people that TDs are always yattering about? Third, I keep hearing a male voice urging me to remember Ronnie in Melbourne, Eamon in Helsinki, and looking forward to meeting some macho types in Los Angeles. This is accompanied by a fleeting vision of a cow chewing caviar. What does it all mean? Fourth, when President Reagan sets foot on Irish soil at Shannon, he will be accompanied by a major carrying a black box containing buttons to activate devices that produce umbrella-shaped clouds. Our own president will be accompanied by a colonel carrying an umbrella. Since it's not proper for our president to engage in politics, will the symbolism involved in this confrontation between a very high-ranking person carrying an offensive object and a lowly major carrying the trigger on a device which could blow up the planet be seen as insensitive breach of protocol on our part? Fifth, £1,000 million has vanished from the economy. Financial experts are trying to trace the loss. Alan Jukes is searching for mislaid taxes amounting to something between £50 million and £350 million. He is hopeful of finding the lower figure, but the remainder seems to have vanished into a black hole. The bookmakers have managed to lose a sum in the region of £100 million in uncollected taxes. If we all agree to search for these known amounts of missing money, would it be possible to share it out afterwards, since the total would give an increase in income of about £25 a week for 1 year to every worker in the country? I would be much obliged if anyone with knowledge of these matters can help me with my inquiries." That's from Jay Burke, Merview, Galway. Well done, Jay Burke.
Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the morning, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snows. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, above the cider sea. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that fully. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes. His cap and coat are patched with love that Margaret spirits sold in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to take him home again. Through unforgiving streets, the trippin', though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks that he's alone, calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the waters rise above the Zuider Zee. To be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that movie. Windmills swirl the wintering, she winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes his bed up, humming some old love song. She learned it when the tune was very new. He hums a line or two. Together in the night, the Dutchman falls asleep, and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the waters rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the waters rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man.
Megan McClancy there from a live concert in the Gaiety, a very fine song called The Dutchman. We're going to play that especially for Anne May down in the Stillorgan Marion district, who enjoys the Clancy Brothers. In fact, even dresses up in an Aran sweater now and again, a little Bonnie hat. She's that much in love with the Clancy Brothers, and I believe she met one of them last year. Good on you, girl. Now, we'd like to hear from you on 693436 on various little things, if you have comments, and if you can tell us the connection between Buddy Holly and the song which was sung by Roger Whittaker. The song was actually called San Miguel, and you'd have to have listened to the words of the song to see what the connection was, and really you would have to be an avid Buddy Holly fan and know everything about him. And incidentally, well, we're not looking for Lord Lucan, but if you can throw any light on his whereabouts, perhaps we might be able to pass the relevant information on to the proper authorities. And people in Mayo would certainly be glad to hear from you. Why, if you can tell us why, we'd be interested to hear from you as well. Lucan, as he's been known, lucky Lord Lucan sometimes, disappeared over 10 years ago. And since that, he's been seen a half dozen times in various places around the world, and nobody quite knows if these sightings have been true. But let's run down where he's been seen, and none of them have been in Ireland so far. In January 1975, just a couple of months after he originally disappeared after the murder of his nanny, Melbourne police checked out the first report of him being seen in Australia, but it proved fruitless. In June 1975, he was seen in Cherbourg and Saint-Malo in northern France. In April 1976, he was spotted in Cape Town's Café Royal, and Scotland Yard detectives said South Africa, or Rhodesia as it was then known, was the likeliest place to find him. In autumn 1976, Lucan was reported in Ostend, Belgium, and later in Sussex, driving a green Citroen, but the Citroen driver proved not to be Lucan himself. And in 1977, Lady Lucan, who is his wife, claimed her husband was in Brazil and urged him to give himself up, but he didn't write to her. In 1978, more reports linked Lucan to South America, and February 1979, an Englishman matching Lucan's description was arrested in Melbourne, and he proved to be an innocent British engineer. Then again, Lord Lucan could be an engineer now. In September 1982, a soldier of fortune, John Miller, claimed to be holding Lucan in Trinidad, and as it happened, eventually his prisoner later escaped. So still Lord Lucan is on the loose, and if you hear from him, or if you know where he might be, give us a little tinkle on 693436. I think actually we'd best keep out of that whole thing. We don't want to get entirely involved. It's Community Broadcasting Co-op on